Dear fellow redeemed, our portion of scripture for consideration this morning is recorded in Hebrews chapter 12. We read from verse 7. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while, as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Dear Lord, these are your words, and therefore they are the truth. We ask that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. I recently saw a video of a martial arts instructor training his students. He had them arranged in a semicircle around the dojo, starting with the youngest, progressing up to the eldest. And he began kicking his students. He went around, and first of all, with the younger children, he gently kicked them on the side of their legs. And as he got to the older children, he had them raise their arms, and he kicked them a little bit more firmly on their legs, and then gently but firmly kind of doing roundhouse kicks to their sides. And then he got to the last student, an adult male, and had him hold up his arms, and he kicked him. It probably wasn't his full force, but he kicked him pretty hard in both sides of his waist. And if I would have been kicked like that, I probably would have crumpled down to the ground. But this student hardly flinched as he took those blows. I can probably guarantee you that that student, that was not the first time he had been kicked like that. I'm sure that he had undergone a lot of training and probably progressed through the intensity until he could now take a heavy blow like that and hardly flinch. It's easy to see the benefits of discipline and training when it comes to athletics and sports. It's much, much more difficult to see the benefits of discipline when it comes to the training of our soul. The writer of our lesson today, the writer to the Hebrews, encourages us to endure hardship as discipline. He encourages us that it is coming from the Lord. He is training you. He is on your team. He wants what's best for you. And he wants you to know that the Lord's discipline is the dojo for your soul. I would assume that most of you have experienced some form of discipline, maybe from a father, a parent. They disciplined us really it's an art form of kind of bringing us from being children to maturity, using correction and instruction and training, correcting the bad behaviors and instructing in the proper and good behaviors. They didn't do it, probably because they didn't like us, but they did it for quite the opposite reason, because they loved us. They wanted to see us grow to maturity. And so too, God will sometimes allow discipline and hardship to come into our lives. But he's not doing it because he dislikes us, but rather the very opposite, because he loves you and he wants to see you grow to spiritual maturity. You know, it might seem very appealing if we could just forgo this discipline part. It can be so painful. But can you imagine how disastrous that would be for an athlete if they had no discipline, they did no training? And there are certain false theologies out there that kind of promote this idea. One we call the theology of glory basically teaches that God wants for you in this earthly life to be successful, to be healthy, and to be happy all of the time. And people who buy into this false theology, they quickly become disillusioned when the reality of our sinful world, some big hardship comes into their life, and then they're left wondering, well, what's going on? And then they start questioning God. No, God trains you. And discipline and hardship, those are the tools in his dojo. Our earthly fathers, who were sinful, just like us, they disciplined us as best as they could. Some did it better than others. But here's something that's very comforting for you when you're going through hardship and thinking about it as the Lord's discipline, is to know that your heavenly Father is omniscient. He knows all, and so the discipline he gives to you is perfect. He gives you precisely the discipline that you need to achieve the goals that he has for you. He does it for your good, the writer says. And that is for your, ultimately, your eternal good. And he also says he has this goal that you would share in his holiness. There are three ways that God leads you to share in his holiness. First of all, he makes you holy by leading you to the Savior. Through the word and the sacraments, where you learn about the great exchange, that there was the innocent Christ and then we who are sinful. And yet the innocent Christ took our sins upon himself, and in exchange he gave us his righteousness as our own. The Lord has made you holy. He has declared you holy through Christ. Secondly, and what we're really talking about today, is how he leads us to walk more and more in the footsteps of the Savior. Our sinful selves, our sinful feet, will quickly wander off in a wayward direction, chasing after the devices and desires of our hearts. All of those wayward directions that they would take us ultimately all lead downward to one place, eternal destruction. And your heavenly Father does not want that for you. And so he will occasionally give you a course correction in your life, and it can be very painful. Maybe he can see that a certain friend that you have is leading you astray and away from your faith, and so he cuts off that friendship. And you're left bewildered and hurt, wondering what happened, and yet the Lord knows he was correcting you back onto the correct path. Perhaps you're very talented. Maybe you're an overachiever in certain ways, and so a danger for you is you could go off the pathway of pride, could get a big head, and so on. And so the Lord does to you, as he did to the Apostle Paul, to prevent him from becoming conceited, gave him a thorn in his flesh, gave him that little dose of humility. He said, "My grace is sufficient for you." And that way, the Apostle Paul did not look to himself to boast, but rather his boast was in Christ. The Lord will use that to draw you closer to him through his instruction in his word. When I was in high school, a friend of mine wanted to join a local Taekwondo club, and so I agreed to go along with him. And that first night, along with the many things that we did, techniques and so on, we had some strength training, and they had us do push-ups. And I hadn't been doing a whole lot of push-ups, so that was a little bit of a challenge right there. But then on top of that, they made us do push-ups on our knuckles, those first two knuckles. So you had to kind of do them this way. And we were on a hard wooden gymnasium floor. I can remember going home that night and my knuckles were all red and indented, sore. And what was worse was 2 nights later, we had to go back and I had to do it again on my already sore knuckles. It's painful. But you know, after 2 years of doing that, I had calluses on my knuckles, which had some side benefits that I could actually punch several things and it didn't hurt my hand very much. There are also other benefits to that training and technique and so on that I actually had more confidence and I had a calmness and a peace about me, even going to my high school, which could at times be quite a rough place. But I had a calmness knowing I could defend myself and I could help others if I needed to. The writer says that no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. The Lord trains you. Part of that training is He shows you where to find that source of strength, and that is in the Word and in the sacraments. You can return to them regularly. He gives you opportunities to do this. And you can return to Him on a daily basis when you repent of your failures, those times you have strayed. And you can be refreshed in the forgiveness that He provides for you. Never think that God is punishing you for your sins. No, you know that can't be because He is already punished. Out of love for you, He's already punished His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. When He punished Him, He poured out all of His wrath upon that cross. Jesus suffered and He died with it. But then He rose again, showing that He had overcome that punishment. No, the Lord loves you. He is on your team and He wants you to be with Him. And that's the third way that He wants you to share in His holiness. In heaven, He is going to give you, dear believer, He is going to give you and place on you that crown of perfect holiness. The Lord's discipline is the dojo for your soul. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for the hardships that You allow us to endure for our discipline. Strengthen us through Your word and sacraments, that we grow to spiritual maturity and see Your infinite love in our lives, especially through the work of Your only begotten Son. And at last, bring us to the holiness of heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.